Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and in the background there, you can hear some of that really foot-stomping, phenomenal music from Roger Cerisi of Roger Cerisi and the All-Stars. And, of course, the reason we're playing him is because I know there's going to be thousands and thousands of people dancing in celebration at that ballroom on Saturday night. And Roger Cerisi's been with us for quite some time, and I think I'm just going to talk a little bit more to our friend Hugh Clemens and Maurice Albanese, and then we're going to bring Roger Cerisi back on the line with us, all right?
That'd be great.
So, you know, Chief, again, I just want to go back to the fact that we're celebrating the 150th. This is such a big year. But let's get back to that. This is also the announcement of this foundation that you're doing.
Yes, and we're looking as a command staff to make this a legacy of our command staff, where we more closely tie in the police department to the community. There are many great sports and civic organizations within the community, but everything takes money. So we'll be looking to incorporate this 501c3, which we all know can take some time. But once we incorporate that, and we start building that fund, we already have a pretty high-stature group within the community of Providence who have agreed to serve on this board, judges, community leaders, business people who have tentacles and ties in the community to, number one, help us build that fund, and number two, have the credibility to make sure that money is used wisely for the right groups in the community. Mm-hmm. The police department will not, per se, decide who gets the money. We will have this separate arm, this separate organization that will decide once we build that fund where the money will go.
And Colonel, this whole movement of towards community policing is something that Providence Police has been doing for some time, but you get tremendous credit for the transition that's happened under your command as Colonel. The whole department has moved with it. I think you received a national award recently on all of that.
We did, and thank you. The NEOCOP, New England Association Chiefs of Police, recognized the Providence Police for our comprehensive community policing efforts for this last calendar year. And it was no easy doing. It was a 28-page application. We have so many partners, both on the law enforcement side, social service side, the business side, including National Grid. And it really is a comprehensive effort to improve the quality of life in a neighborhood, eventually in a city.
And it's the police as partners in those neighborhoods, and I think people have been seeing it. I know I've been seeing it, and I think your leadership has really led to a greater understanding of that transition.
Thank you, Barnaby.
The foundation is a great addition to that and complement to that work.
And I do know, I'm sorry to interrupt, Chief, but that this book, this incredible book of pictures and the history of the Providence Police Department, the proceeds from that are going to the foundation directly, correct?
Correct. And again, this book signing tomorrow night in Warwick, near the Warwick Mall. I said at the Warwick Mall, but it's near the Warwick Mall. Any proceeds above and beyond the cost of the book will go towards the foundation.
And it'll be for sale at Waterfire that night at the ballroom. And it's a great book. I saw an advance copy. It's got
some amazing
photos.
Fascinating book. I mean, if you're a City of Providence buff or a history buff, you'll really like this. And they're selling like hotcakes, I might add.
So, again, that's going to be happening in the ballroom. Colonel Clemens, it's been such a pleasure putting this event together with you. You and your entire team. You guys rock.
Likewise. I mean it. You are fantastic. This event would not have taken off without Barnaby and Bronwyn.
And Marisa, National Grid.
Sponsor, absolutely.
And so talking about rocking and our entire Providence Police team that rocks, I've got on the line with us that gentleman, Roger Cerisi, who you just heard a little snippet of what you're going to be hearing on Saturday night. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am. My first online interview here over the phone, so it's pretty interesting.
You sound great.
And Roger, we've had the great pleasure of having you play at Waterfire under the Turkshead, there at the ballroom for many years now, and we're so delighted to have you back.
Well, we're delighted to be back. It's our 10th year in a row playing this great event, and we're honored to be there 10 years in a row. Of course, they didn't have the ballroom events last year, but we played a specially exceptional event for Waterfire Salutes the Veteran. That was very cool on the Alex and Ani stage there. So that was a beautiful event. And proud to be back again, rocking the ballroom. Can't wait to do it.
So, yeah, Roger, you got this. So it's Roger Cerisi and the All-Stars. So
right.
Who are the All-Stars? It sounds like, I mean, it was on your website. Boy, what a talented group of people, but there's a lot of them.
Yes. Who are they, name-wise, or?
Well, how did you get together? Because I imagine that you had to kind of come and piece all of these different pieces and members of the group together.
Yes. This particular group has been together for around 13 years, and with pretty much the same, all the same folks in the band. And I got out of a band, another horn band. I've been singing with horn bands for like 15 years, and the band was made available to me. There were two bands that were called Loaded Dice, mm-hmm. and there was another band that most of these gentlemen came out of. And an instrumental person that got us together was Swing Daddy, who was very instrumental in being the DJ at Waterfire Providence. And unfortunately, you know, he passed away. And we are doing this in our own hearts and minds in his honor as well, because he was a beautiful guy. He was instrumental, again, for getting us together, me with all these gentlemen. So it's pretty a special thing, you know.
Well, the energy that's on the stage when all of you are playing is just marvelous, and I think it's a perfect marriage for this event we're doing, Honoring the Police. And I'm enjoying thinking about it right now, but I'm inviting everyone down to have a great time dancing and just talking about what's the best in the city of Providence.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Roger. Sorry.
What we try to do as a band, we did all those years, and reinvent ourselves, keep the energy up, you know. Even though it's swing night, they call it Providence Swings, we try to reach out to all the different age groups that are, you know, that are there. I mean, everybody, you know, people there from 10 to 90, you know. Not only there are a lot of dancers and swing dancers from the different swing communities through Connecticut and Rhode Island, but there's younger folks, and it just amazes me that they just love the music that we play. I mean, a lot of those kids in their teens and college kids, they're not really exposed to that kind of music, but when they are, they just go crazy over it, you know.
So have you always been in love with this music from the 50s and 60s?
Oh, what's that again? I'm sorry.
Have you always been in love with this style of music from the 50s and 60s?
Yes, 50s, 60s, 70s. Yeah. I grew up as a rock and roll drummer and playing in show bands and playing all over the country. So my roots are heavy into the, you know, 60s, 50s, 70s, and so forth. So,
One interesting thing that always intrigues me is there are a lot of great musicians and session men out of Rhode Island, and always have been. It's been quite an active state in terms of music.
Oh, yes. The blues community is huge. You know, the rhythm and blues jump blues community is really prevalent in Rhode Island, you know, the Westerly area, the Providence area, you know. I mean, my guys and the band have played with everyone from, you know, Otis Rush, Albert Collins, Boss Skaggs, you know, B.B. King. They played, shows with them and some of the great, you know, like Luther Guitar Johnson, Clarence Gatemount Brown. I mean, Room Full of Blues, of course, that's a staple in Rhode Island for the blues community. Duke Robillard, and a lot of these gentlemen have played with some of these bands and performed with some of these bands throughout the country and out of the country, of course. You know,
yeah.
They're big stars. I'm only the singer, man. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band.
Well, the band is really tight, though. It's got great energy, great rhythm, a lot of fun. You can tell they're having as much fun as the dancers out on the floor. So we're always delighted to have you there.
Yeah, well, what's great about it is, we connect with the people, you know. The horns will go out in the crowd, I'll whoop up the crowd, you know, Rob Nelson on guitar will do his thing, you know, we connect with the people. We're just not standing there and just playing the songs. We feel it because it's what we love to do. A lot of bands that are out there, you know, they're just doing stuff because maybe they want to make some money or they think it's the coolest thing to do, but we believe in what we do. That's why we come off, you know, with an authentic sound. Everything we play, we love to play. Does that make sense to you guys?
Absolutely. No, it shows. I mean, you see it. And I know the the men and women in blue for the Providence Police will be really enjoying your music, and I'm sure that there's a lot of crossover there as well. That's the sort of music that many of the police officers would have grown up with, and it's.
Oh yeah, they'll really enjoy the music. Yeah.
So
if not, they can just. If they don't enjoy the music, they can, you know, just lock us up.
That's not going to happen, Roger.
And what
but
is,
don't throw away the key.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about, or your favorite part about playing at Waterfire? Do you have any good Waterfire stories?
I just have, yeah, the Waterfire stories I have is just seeing the, you know, the different age groups just, you know, loving the music, you know, and dancing no matter if they heard the music before or if not. It's just it's a beautiful thing to see and to perform in front of. Everybody's, you know, not only on that gigundo dance floor, but everybody in the back of the city, they just love the music, you know, and it just energizes us as musicians and artists. And, you know, and also through the years, you know, having the different mayors come up, you know, and playing with the different sponsors, you know, TD Bank and all the sponsors that we played with through the years, and it's been fantastic. You know, I got to meet great people, the staff, and that for Waterfire is just, you know, second to none. They're
well,
always
Roger,
very nice.
We are so excited that you're going to be with us on that stage. Anybody who wants to find out the schedule of the ballroom, go to waterfire.org, look at the schedule page, and Roger, we're playing out with you right now, so. Everybody else will be back. And Roger Cerisi, thank you so much for calling in, and we cannot wait to see you on Saturday.
All right.
And hello, hello, hello. You are back here at Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we have been having a great, great conversation, or a few great conversations. Marisa Albanese from National Grid, the sponsor of this weekend's Full Lighting. And then our Colonel Hugh Clemens from the Providence Police, because we're celebrating 150 years of the Providence Police. And then we just talked a little bit to our favorite swing guy, which is Roger Cerisi. But he's actually swinging a little bit of rock and roll and a little bit of everything, don't you think, Bernie?
A little bit of blues, everything. He's a very accomplished band.
So we had to cover a lot because there, and we didn't, I think what we should do as we wrap up the show is we covered some things happening this Saturday, but there are a lot more. Barnaby, can you fill us in?
Well, we mentioned about the Bolivians, but also we have Tony is going to be singing.
So Tony Serbo.
Tony Serbo will be singing at the ballroom.
Yeah, can I just say too about Tony, if people haven't seen him?
Yeah.
He's really phenomenal. He's kind of like a cross between a Sinatra and a Bublé, and he's kind of got that kind of swingy feeling to him. And
he's
plays
good
with the Capitol Grill a lot. I saw him last Friday. He was awesome.
Yeah,
so.
he's very good. Looking forward to seeing him. And he'll be playing with the band as well, right?
No, he's going to be playing. So it'll go Roger Cerisi, then Tony Serbo, then Roger's
okay,
back
so
on.
Okay, so go back and forth.
Tony, yeah.
Okay. And then we also have another area for people who are interested in music and dancing, which is over on Steeple Street. The Steeple Street's music stage will be going.
Yeah, thanks to Geico and Fat Bellies.
Geico's and Fat Bellies, exactly, are our sponsors there. And Grupo Sazón is going to be playing salsa and merengue, and Jesus does a wonderful job there. It's a really another great band. There's just wonderful music.
I think he played with us last year,
yes,
if I remember
oh, absolutely.
Correctly. And that street was full of people, salsa dancing. And Steeple Street's a little bit smaller than the ballroom, or a lot smaller. But
yeah,
there's going to be activity everywhere. And what else, Barnaby?
Isn't that enough? I think we're going to light some bonfires, too. We have a Promethea where we'll be honoring 150 of the police officers for the lighting. Mm-hmm. That'll be in Waterplace Space, and get there early. I would get there before 7:45 to get a position.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I was just thinking about, because I believe I saw something come out by the Department of Transportation about there's a real lot happening in the city this weekend. So the Bolivian Festival, this massive water fire, the Foo Fest is happening. So I think if everybody wants to try to plan not to come down to arrive just around 7:30 or 8 o'clock when all this is, you know, when they think the fires are being lit, but try to get down there a little bit earlier, because, again, you got National Grid on Washington Street. That's at 6:30. We've got the Arts Festival Plaza on Washington Street as well.
From 6 o'clock on, yep.
So if you can get down there early, you'll be able to kind of just ease into parking, ease into some of these things. Again, be aware that some of the streets might be blocked, so don't get frustrated, and this is why you might want to take your time.
Well, and also come down early and go by the Foo Fest. The Foo Fest is on Empire Street with AS220. It's an all-day and into-the-evening event. It's a fascinating collection of art and other projects. Recommended, as well as all the AS220 sites will have things. There's something else happening as well. Isn't there another event?
I think you hit it all.
Okay. Yeah.
The next day is the Dominican Festival.
It's the next day, right.
Yeah, what a busy weekend. Huh?
Well, you know, that's what makes a city a great city. There's a lot going on, and that energy, we're pleased to do our part, but to partner with all these groups. And the Bolivian Festival will be in the Skating Center both Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. Thank you, Marisa. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you, Roger, if you're listening. And Barnaby, of course, always thanks to you.
Well, thank you.
Everyone have a great evening, and I hope to see you down by the river on Saturday.